Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, shall we begin?
Hang on. Tweet has been quoted.
I had a, by the way, I shut that. Oh, I'm sorry. I shut that song off after 8 seconds. I couldn't take
it. Oh, yeah. That's all you really need. All right. Let's begin.
Go!
This is your announcer, Shannon Saint Mainframe, welcoming you to our IPO livecast. Today is a day that will go down in infamy, a day many will not soon forget. The world is in shock, as am I am talking, of course, about the new single from the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, Patient Number 9. What? Why are the hosts looking at me like that? Did something else happen today? Our IPO livecast starts now.
Oh, Shannon, you're not one to keep up with the news, I guess, but...
Yeah, everyone knows this is the day that Dave Mustaine's single came out.
That's much
more important.
No, that came out a few days ago, actually.
Oh,
so.
Sorry about that.
But bless her heart, Shannon tries. And we thank you. We're joining. We're live. We're live, Daddy-O! A little earlier this week. And Mommy-O and...
Fabio, Scott Baio,
Cheerio,
Coolio.
Oh, Coolio's watch? I hope.
Yeah. He's been with the show since like 2009, I think.
Barrio, famous jobber from the WWF. Who was
Mario.
He? Somebody's brother, right? Barrio.
Bushwick Barrio?
The jobber is like a good wrestler's brother.
Oh, Barrio? Is it a he's like the cousin of Randy Orton? Or not Randy, of Bob Orton?
Oh, that might be right. Yeah, they look alike. Yeah, his name is Randy Orton. Also.
What?
I guess Randy's named after his uncle.
Huh.
There you go.
But he's not a junior.
Right.
Suspicious.
How does that work?
Anyway, hello, everybody.
What is happening?
We went right into jobbers this week. Usually that's like the last half hour.
Our phone lines are open. It's a special day. We have the phone lines open for a few more weeks, and so we're canceling our phone lines. So you have a little bit of time to call on in. 213-WIDENUT. That's 213-943-3688. And yes, Vladimir, we are live on a Friday. So one time only thing, because I am going on a trip this week, as my mom would say, because there is a big crossover wrestling event between All Elite Wrestling, which is my favorite wrestling promotion, and in New Japan Pro Wrestling, which is my second favorite wrestling promotion. So I'm very excited. I'm going to be wearing my New Japan Pro Wrestling tracksuit.
And you are crashing at John's place, right? We've confirmed that.
I'm not crashing at Charles. I still do have to text him. I'm going to text him after the show.
While you're on the plane back to Boston, you'll text
hey,
him.
Hey, sorry we missed
each
other.
Fucked up.
I'm staying with my friend Stavros from the Atlas Moth, who I'm going to the show with. Squared Circle Pit alumnus. I think a two-time guest, actually. So that should be fun.
You did like three episodes of that and you double dipped guests. Damn.
Well, one of them was just me and him. And then one of them was a three-way dance with Scott Kelly of Neurosis also on. And I think it was, it would have made it less awkward because him and Scott are talk about like they're wrestling buddies. They're who they talk about wrestling with. And, like, I would have been very nervous interviewing Scott Kelly on my own, so it was great.
Are you going to do, like, a post-event Squared Circle Pit with Stavros this time?
Maybe I should do that. Maybe I'll do that. We'll be in his apartment drunk and high on adrenaline.
Oh,
on adrenaline, right.
We can't, what else are we going to be doing? We can't be getting high in the United Center, which is venue is happening. Why? You can't do that.
There's like all sorts of pyrotechnics and shit. They'll just think it's smoke from some explosion or something.
Yes, pregame. No, but there's a smell. And with the pregaming,
but you already smell like that.
And honestly, I don't think getting high works with attending pro wrestling events live. Because you want to focus and you want to pay attention and not like and like weed will makes you zone out a little, you know. And I think
cocaine for wrestling events.
I was gonna say alcohol. I'm sure cocaine would be great as well.
Well, if you go to a WWE show, you gotta drink some alcohol so you can forget what you want.
Oh yeah,
try to black out as much as possible.
Well, that's the trick then is you have to balance between keep maintaining a good buzz and not getting so drunk that you black out and don't remember the show that you've paid a good amount of money to attend. But yeah, so that is why we're on Friday this week.
I have something to say. I do have something to say about that. We've done this show for over 12 years now. What was it? Oh, 14, going to be 14 years at the end of this year. And we're full circle. We started doing the show on Fridays. And this is the first time that we're back to doing the show on Friday.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody.
We used to meet up at Noah's house, also known as the Metal Injection Studios. And we would get very high, or some of us would. And do the show, and then watch Brooklyn Public Access television afterward, and The Simpsons and other sort of things.
That was a good time.
What was the name of that show? That was just a compilation.
Concrete TV, was that it?
Yes. Got to look that stuff up on YouTube, folks. It's just a great mashup of just randomness.
It seems like an editing student or someone in college just was using it as a way to showcase their editing skills. It's just a bunch of movies and porn and music videos cut together in very interesting ways. A lot of sex stuff, a lot of things blowing up, followed by hardcore fucking, and
by a pro wrestling finisher or something.
Yeah.
It's very random.
It's very creatively done, though.
Yeah. And speaking of creatively done, the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, has a new single out. You heard Shannon Sane Mainframe, fellow robot, Shannon Sane Mainframe, was very excited
about
it.
Excuse me? Shannon Sane Mainframe?
Shannon Sane Mainframe.
What old Judd of Joe Biden moment.
Listen, I was just about to say, much like Joe Biden, I have a stutter, so
you
stop
You fell off a bike?
I did not fall off a bike.
Just
what
like
you
Joe
have?
Biden. Just like Joe Biden, your stutter was perfectly fine 10 years ago and curiously got very bad once you became 79 years old.
It's called Parkinson's.
But so when you said fellow robot, did you mean like Ozzy Osbourne is a robot? And she, who is the fellow robot?
Oh, no, Ozzy.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you.
He might be partly so. Well, it's like Vince. If he's like Vince Neil with the ab machine technically connected to him at all times, does that count as like a cyborg type
or
of
a
situation?
Pacemaker and a catheter and a colostomy bag? He's more like medical equipment than man at this point. I don't know if that makes him a robot or what, but
he needs
it makes him as plastic as his wife at the very least.
He needs like McMars. He needs weekly bone marrow transfusions from Dick.
Are we going to watch the Biden clip now?
Yay. Of course.
Yeah.
Like, this is just objectively funny. And it would be just...
I will say, the caption is misleading. Because he did not fall off the bike while cycling. He had paused the cycling and fell off the bike while completely stationary.
That's worse.
Yeah, well, I'm saying...
I see what happened. So you can see what happens here is that his foot tied in it gets caught up in the foot holder, and he thinks it's on the floor. Why is it so funny watching an old man fall over? I don't know.
I don't think it's just an old man. I think it's watching anyone. It could be a 3-year-old. I'm going to laugh.
I mean, America's Home Videos, funniest home videos was just this over and
Let's see him get hit in the cock with a wiffle ball bat next.
but those people weren't war criminals, so this is like way better.
Some of them, you don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Fair point. Some of them may have been war criminals.
Oh, you're doing slow-mo now?
Yeah.
I got to say, though, he's more active at 8,700 years old than I've ever been. So props to him for that, at least. I couldn't fall off a bike because I'm never on a bike.
I was just going to say, you would never see Trump caught in a PR nightmare like this because he would absolutely never be on a bike.
He had a sound bite the next day saying that. Did you not see that?
No.
He was at some rally and he said, I promise you that will never happen to me because I will never ride a bike.
I will never do any strenuous activity whatsoever.
Yeah. Other than the McDonald's shits every night. But besides that, he's seated, so it's safe.
I think the people making fun of Joe Biden are very rude. Very rude people. You should make fun of his senility and not his bike riding.
So he did both.
Oh, did he?
All right, well, let's, so right before the show, I asked Sid and Darren to listen to the new Ozzy Osbourne single.
Because you hate us.
Yes. His new album is called Patient Number 9. And the new single is also called Patient Number 9.
Is that just because that's what he was called at the hospital last week when he was having surgery?
He was ninth person to ever use a hospital in history of the world. That's why he's Patient Number 9.
No, I'm pretty sure it is kind of trying to get publicity off of all of his recent health troubles.
Jesus.
He just had to have major surgery. I mean, I don't know, but, write what you know, I guess. Maybe that's what he felt like singing about.
Yeah. What else does he have? And Jeff Beck is, like, the guest guitarist on this for some reason?
Yes, I was just going to say, it's so sad Noah's not with us anymore because she would have loved this.
Is Jeff Beck patient number 8? Did they meet at the hospital and that's where they decided to collaborate?
No, he just sent Jeff Beck the track. And Jeff was like, all right, here's something I can do for you. And then leave me alone.
It's a Ja Rule Metallica.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, it might have been just Jeff Beck had like a random riff hanging around.
So now would Noah love this, or would actually Noah be? Would this be a Fallen Idols moment for Noah? You know, like what's going on here? This is terrible.
Oh, she would probably
find something
would have
nice to say about Jeff Beck. I think.
Yeah, she would have liked the Jeff Beck part, but like I think the song in general is a little disappointing. I think the song to me sounds like they got paid to create a ringtone, so they made like 30 seconds of a good melody and then stretched it out to a full song.
Yeah. Definitely a parody of an Ozzy Osbourne song.
Oh, I'm like, why is it so slow? And I realized, oh, yeah.
You still have it at the Biden setting.
Yeah. There we go. And Ozzy does a little acting. It's so interesting to me how it's like, oh, let's play on the nostalgia of like, 80s Ozzy when, the stuff that people actually go back to and listen to. But then have the most generic sounding kind of rock song.
Is this video an NFT?
Yeah.
It looks
Ozzy,
like that's
Ozzy
kind of
has his own
style.
NFT.
Yeah,
series
that's what
of
I'm
NFTs.
Saying.
They're called bats or whatever. Yeah. I've heard from somebody who follows NFT, the NFT world, that it was actually like a good, like he did a good job, but he didn't phone it in.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
How would I, what's the difference between Ozzy phoning in an NFT or not?
Yeah, it's a still picture. How do you phone in a still picture?
Well, you get like other rewards, I think, for the NFTs as well. You get like access to tickets or something like that. I don't know.
You get
some bullshit.
You get a chip off of one of his spinal discs that got removed last week during surgery.
Oh, my God.
What's the gift?
I had to say, so this video is directed by Todd McFarlane, obviously the animated stuff. So that stuff does look really, really cool. And, they got their money's worth with him because he also created a comic which you could order with the album.
It's going to go right in about a million drawers and never be looked at again.
So. It's the collector's item, Darren. Oh, look, he's a wolf again.
Oh, okay.
Or...
Oh, they got the devil from the Tenacious D movie being this too.
Wasn't that Dave Grohl?
Was it? Yeah,
he's available. He's got some free time now, so why not?
Oh,
he's barbecuing.
Oh, a bat is about to bite Ozzy's head off. It was just a nightmare because he's on drugs. Because he's patient number 9. Animation stuff it does look really cool though.
If you take out the animation, it's just like watching an old man take all his meds for the week.
Yeah. Like they're about to do the procedure, and they're just giving him the little tiny water cup to take his pills before they put him under.
And this is what he sees like in his head when the meds start kicking in.
They're shaving down his pubes to prepare him for surgery.
The Ruvoxetine or whatever the fuck they put in that lowers cholesterol.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
I got prescribed that too, by the way. But I'm going to take like one pass at being healthy and exercising for like 3 months and see if I get it down before. Because there's some very scary side effects to that shit. Like anything statin at the end of it is like horrible.
I mean, I've been on it for like over a year. Nothing that I've noticed has happened. Like, what are the side effects that you're
like memory loss, which I'm already bad with, and like aging you more quickly. Joint.
I'm sorry. What is this that we're talking about?
This is anything that's a statin, anything statin at the end.
That was Rob making a joke that he's already suffering from memory loss.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were so wrapped in the Ozzy Osbourne video that you didn't hear me.
No. But how did we get on that? Like, what drug in particular were we talking about? That you?
I get it, Rob. I get the joke.
But I'm serious. What drug are you talking about?
I don't even remember the exact.
Sour name. Diesel, I think it's called.
No, that's marijuana.
I think the product name is Crestor, and then it has like a long.
I don't think that's the one I'm on.
Well, if you want to share what medications you're on,
which is
called 213 Wide Nut. That's 213-943-3688. You don't got to be old to take medication.
Rosuvastatin. That's what it's called. And I'm not on it because really I went to the doctor at a time when I put on like 10, 15 pounds. So I think I got some maybe skewed readings because I like when I'm in shape, I know.
Oh, cholesterol medication, basically.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay. Yes.
He's been taking Crestor. That's the problem. He's forgetting things. You see?
I'm sorry. What are we talking about? Yeah. No, I have not been taking cholesterol medication.
Are you? Do you have high cholesterol?
It depends on the test. My last one went very well. I'm now back in the normal cholesterol. My problem is typically with the high sugar. This really is an old man conversation.
It really is.
But kids, if I could tell you, if I could offer one bit of advice. It's, hey, don't,
die young.
Like, start portioning out your sugar now, because you're not going to be able to down all that sugar when you get older. You're gonna
Rob, you're saying you want the children, the young people, to portion their sugar out to you. That's the statement?
No, for themselves.
Oh.
Pace yourselves with your sugar, because you're going to come a point where you're going to have to start sooner or later.
You mean kisses.
Yeah. Well, like Hershey's Kisses or Butterfingers, Snickers, any sort of sugar.
What was that about children's fingers?
What? Butterfinger. What children's fingers?
He's a sugar daddy.
I mean, you're not wrong. All right. Well, also, another band that put out a new song this week. Was Megadeth. And, again, you can look up the audio for these songs. We don't want to play the audio. We don't want to get a copyright check, but we are watching the video, and apparently the video is part of a trilogy.
And is he posted the video on Cameo? Is that how we're accessing?
No, it's actually on all the video platforms. It's on YouTube.
Hello, Kevin. Your wife wanted me to play you 5 minutes of my new album.
What if we sent him a Cameo request of just, could you play Ozzy's new video on Cameo for us? Thank you.
Could you, yeah, like, could you watch and review Ozzy for me on Cameo? That'd be worth $300.
That's the new Beavis and Butthead. It's just him on Cameo reviewing other people's videos.
This sucks.
So what did you think of the song and video, Darren?
I thought that first of all, the band sounds good. The lyrics are inane, and his vocals are terrible. Like, the number one attraction to me to a Megadeth album is not the solos, not the shredding, and it's not the riffing. The number one thing is Dave Mustaine's voice on a classic Megadeth album. And that is just not there. Like, I don't know if he's trying something different or if he just can't do it anymore, but his voice sounds like shit. Then secondly, the lyrics are idiotic. Like, there's nothing to it. It's the dumbest shit. It sounds like he wrote it on the back of a placemat in the diner in like 15 minutes. And the video is what we really have to dig into. That's the best / worst part of this. It's the fucking dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Well, we're watching it right now. We're about a third of the way through it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a military video, but like nothing. Like, what is really going on? It's just fast cuts of random military action clip art, right? Like, what is?
It looks like they filmed at like a paintball field and then just CG'd like bullets and fire.
Yeah. Oh, these are definitely CGI bullets.
Yeah, and that's fake blood. Point. But like, what's the point? Is it pro all of this violence against it? Like, what's the point of view here? What are we saying?
I think it's like generally war is bad, but the guy in the main character in this seems like a hero. Like, he's a. I think they're trying to say he's on the good side, but then like, I don't know who they're fighting, because like 3/4 of the way through the video, he meets up with some other guy, and the other guy's like also an army guy. Like, I don't know if it's like some kind of hello me, meet the real me shit.
That's one of Dave's CIA friends.
Yeah, I really thought it was going to be like, you know, knowing Dave, it would be like an Arab terrorist that he finally confronts at the end. But it's like just another American army guy or whatever. So I'm very confused by this video. I have no idea what it means.
Is the other guy Russian maybe? Is that the new enemy?
But they never do anything to indicate that he's Russian. Like, he doesn't.
He's not wearing a furry hat.
Yeah, he's not holding a bottle of vodka and a pierogi or anything.
He's shirtless, smoking a cigarette, nothing.
Maybe like we're just supposed to hate Russians so much that we assume that he's Russian. Like, that's your first thought when someone's a dickhead, I guess.
Well, for me, yes. I'm surrounded by Russians anyway.
But you have good reason, Sid. You know lots of Russians.
Yes. And they're all horrible. Put them on that paintball field. Let them take a few shots. See how my aunt likes it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's a wonderful lady.
She could be in both of these videos. She could be taking her meds in the Ozzy one, and she could be on the battlefield in this one as a Russian combatant.
Hello, Masha. Meet the real Masha. Rob, you love the video.
No. I did not. I liked it right until the vocals came in, and then I was just like, no, this is brutal.
Once you reminded it was Megadeth, it ruined it for you.
Yes. I guess that's fair to say.
Did you write like video reviews for Metal Injection at any point?
No. I mean, I would do write up. I wouldn't call them reviews. There were more write ups than reviews.
So what would be your write up for this Megadeth video if you were still in the game?
My write-up would be Megadeth get back to basics with new, what's the name of the song video? The Sick, the Dead, and the Dying video?
It's scary how...
We'll be back, chapter one video.
It's scary how effortlessly you do that. Like, you just came out with a perfect, like, Metal Injection, non-committal headline without thinking about it.
Yeah, that's what happens when you do this for 18 years.
In what way is it back to basics? The video, the song, the writing? Like, what's basic? Or
that's
you just think
it's
basic?
It's a very basic bitch song. That's
See, that's why. It allows multiple interpretations here.
Very nice. Very clever.
But the way I would frame it is that it's like it's a throwback to earlier, heavier Megadeth. And I would, I think so. I think it sounds very heavy. Like I said, well, what I would do in my later writings when I stopped essentially caring.
When you were
like,
checked out, yeah.
I was just like, I realized, you know, there's no need to write anything negative. So I would just leave that stuff out. I would just focus on the positive. So,
but the comments would act as if you were writing something negative anyway, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, I guess so. But I wouldn't mention how shitty the vocals are, but I let people decide that.
Would you mention how shitty the vocalist is?
No, you let Metal Snucks do that.
No.
Yeah, I'd probably stay away from that. So that's the new Megadeth.
So bad.
Are you going to go see them on tour, Rob?
No. I'm done with Megadeth. They're retired from my tourology.
What if they were performing at an AEW show?
He'd leave.
Could you turn your? You'd stand up and turn your back?
I wouldn't turn my back, but it would be the perfect time to go and get like a pretzel or like a drink.
Yeah, you don't want to tear yourself away from the great AEW action. Like you have.
Yeah,
to
exactly. You got to time it. You have to time it very well too, because you also have to. You have to think about the psychology of the rest of the crowd too. Like, you know, right? It's sad to say, but I've noticed this to be the case. What at an AEW show, like the moment a woman's wrestler's entrance theme hits, like people just jet to go get concessions. So I personally will not go at that point because it's like, oh, it's too crowded. You got to wait a little.
So if I understand you correctly, even though you hate women's wrestling, you would still sit there and put yourself through it so you could have an easier line at the smorgasbord.
When I went to one of the pay-per-views, I went to the bar. How well I timed it! I went during the MJF CM Punk dog collar match because there was like a moment where it was like very clearly a rest spot, and I was like, there was like nobody right now is out there getting food or drink. This will take me 3 seconds, and sure enough, like within 5 minutes, I got everything, and I didn't miss a thing. I didn't miss a thing.
How do you know you didn't miss a thing if you weren't there to watch it?
Because you didn't hear the crowd go, oh, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit.
What if it was so good they were left speechless?
That's the risk I take, I guess.
I noticed Rob offered no pushback on the contention that he hates women's wrestling, though.
I love Jose. No, I love
Wow. That's the meanest comparison you've ever made.
I
love Jose Mangan.
I will say at the last pay-per-view, there was one women's match that I was very much looking forward to and one that I very much was not. But I think the women's wrestling is great, and I'm all about it. And I actually, one thing that I like about WWE now is arguably the women's matches are better than the men's ones a lot of the time. So there you have it, folks. It
really depends who it is. They have some very good world-class wrestlers and some very questionable.
Like the Von Erichs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, world-class championship women's wrestler.
They must have had women wrestlers there at world-class, but I don't remember any of them.
Well, there was Misty Hyatt.
And wasn't Sherry Martel there at some point?
Sherry, Miss Jacqueline, I believe, was there.
Oh,
but
wow.
she had a different name. I think she was called like Miss Tennessee or something.
I don't remember.
R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling.
That's what?
That's from World Class, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great promotion. Great, and by great, I mean terrible.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it on ESPN as a kid, like midday, watching those reruns or whatever. I don't know if it was current or if they were showing like old episodes, but either way.
Well, I enjoyed it. I'm just saying I don't think I enjoyed it with what they were going for, basically. I think
no,
it was sort of ironic enjoyment.
Fair.
But
as
I
long
like
as you get something out of it.
I'm a hipster. What can I tell you? I'm a wrestling hipster. I liked it ironically.
We were talking about Megadeth moments ago. I did want to read some clips from his Rolling Stone interview. So when the song premiered, it premiered on Rolling Stone, and they did a whole article with it. And they talked to Dave over Zoom about it. And Darren, I sent you these clips. I wanted you to read some of them.
Yeah. So the new album is called The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. The reporter asks, did Mustaine have any reservations about the album title, a Black Plague reference he picked before COVID-19 became the new plague? No! That's it. That's the answer.
Next question.
Dumb reporter. Is there any particular – this one gets me. Is there any particular reason he's still writing Speed Limit Crushing Ragers today? Well – I still have a couple of bands in my crosshairs that I'm going after, he says, leaving the group's names up to readers' imagination. So what? So how exactly are you going after a band by just making
copying
an album?
Them? I don't. Like,
no,
I don't know, he's saying playing faster to show that like his band can still go compared to like other bands in his crosshairs. So he's not mentioning Metallica.
How about just make your fucking album and don't worry about the beats per minute or whatever the
fuck.
But like,
you're strange. This is like a very one-sided conflict. Like, do you think the Metallica dudes are like listening to Megadeth releases? Like, no. He's actually playing half a beat faster than we are. We gotta go back in the studio and fix this.
Step it up, losers. I just wrote a crushing rager.
You better check that speed limit sign because Megadeth is back, brother.
All right, so now he's talking about the music video. It starts off with this guy who's got to go to work at his job at the military plant. So first of all, I can foresee that this is just going to be him explaining the plot of this ridiculous video, which I kind of appreciate because I don't understand the plot, so I'm kind of looking forward to this.
Did he say military plant?
That's what he said.
So it's like a plant where they just make soldiers? What is the product? Weapons?
I don't think you listened to Dave. He said it's a military plant. They make the military there.
You got to go there and shut that down. That seems to be where a lot of our problems stem from.
Got to go to work in his job at the military plant. Little does he know that these mercenaries have come to kill him and his family. He finds out, he goes after these people. He's with his army guys, and he ends up getting into hand-to-hand combat with this main guy who's got this dirty bomb, and he risks his life and swims out to the ocean with it and dies. And if that feels like a spoiler, Mustaine says, it isn't, because the protagonist's story will continue after his death.
Oh, thank goodness.
In the second chapter.
Oh.
So we can look forward to that. Oh, yeah, I did. That is, I forgot, I did see that part. At the end of the video, there is like a bomb, and instead of like swimming away from the bomb, and it's not, they didn't have much budget for this bomb, because it's just like a kind of a shitty CGI, like, tiny mushroom cloud. So, like, the power of the bomb represented in this video, this guy could have easily swum away from it, and it wouldn't have killed anybody. But he takes the bomb out in the middle, because, like, I guess it was supposed to be a mushroom cloud that looks like it would evaporate all of San Diego or something, but it didn't look like that at all. So, like, that's what it's supposed to be, so I guess he's saving millions of people. But
it's a military virtue signaling right there.
Hey, why is this virtue signaling in our video? Bullshit. Ugh. All right, let's see. Any more to add on the video? Because I'm going to go to the next.
I just love the way he uses the phrase army guys. Like, the description sounds like it's an 8-year-old describing, like, they made an 8-year-old watch Saving Private Ryan or something and then had him describe the movie afterwards.
All right, now he's talking about his health. Let's see. I feel healthy. I am absolutely loving life, singing the best I've ever sang.
I'm playing the best I've ever played. I can tell you that when we play live, we sit in our jam room before we go out. The
jam room sounds like another thing he made up, just like army guys at military plant.
Jam. We're in our jam room. It's where we wear our jammies and we jam.
That's where Ellison whacked off between rehearsals.
Yeah. This one is very telling, by the way. We sit in our jam room before we go out there and we study the songs now.
Oh, God.
Oh, like I used to back when the early stages of Megadeth.
So in between like 1994 and now, he was not studying the songs.
Even he didn't want to listen to them a second time. So it was good. We're good, right? We can go get lunch.
Got to side with Dave now.
Yeah.
He sums up his health status with three words.
Feisty as ever.
This is good.
I have a pretty solid relationship with my higher power now. And it's gotten cool for me where I don't have to use vulgarity on my album. Not that I'm square, because I say fuck all the time.
Oh, my God.
What? Make up your mind. And I've been asking God to remove that. He's taking his time with it, because it's still there.
Hey, hurry up,
what?
God. Hurry up, God.
That was God's fault? This guy can't take responsibility for anything.
It's amazing. Hey.
He's got to clarify. I'm still cool, because I say fuck. But I only say it because God hasn't gotten around to stopping me from saying it yet, so it's his fault.
Still
but I'm still cool.
Still saying fuck. Hurry up, God. Let's go.
Why are you making me say fuck all the time? Fuck. Fuck.
Fuck you, God.
I don't want to be this cool, but God just wants me to be the coolest Dave I can be. I'm picturing him in like a Fozzie jacket. jacket. Or Fozzie. Either one. They're both cooler than him.
He dreamt up the title for the sick, the dying, and the dead well before COVID while thinking about the children's rhyme, Ring Around the Rosie. I wanted to add that into a song like we did in – oh, this is him, Dave, sorry.
I wanted to add that into a song like we did in Go to Hell, where I said, now I lay me down to sleep, which, oddly, appeared on a Metallica song at the same time. Mm. That was weird.
I'll just say he's implying that they ripped him off.
I mean, was it? I
he's
mean,
not implying that.
No.
I'm not defending Metallica or anything, but the Metallica song came out in 1991, and didn't that song come out like 3 years later after?
But well, he dreamt it up in 1989.
Darren. Yeah, he's saying he had it written already.
Yeah.
Somehow they had gotten back to them.
The Watergate of metal. They invaded his rehearsal space and stole his lyrics.
Espionage!
Okay.
Oddly enough, it was G. Gordon Liddy both times. He's just available.
Classic G. let's see. Speaking of the dogs of Chernobyl.
The part that bothered me was the dogs were just left. I don't know that if I went anywhere that I could leave my dog or our horses.
Hold on one moment.
Go ahead.
I feel like we talked about the Dogs of Chernobyl was like the first single, so we must have talked about this before. And then like, what a weird thing he was talking about, how he these dogs were just left and like of radiation and all that. So he doubles down on it, and also talks about how he would never leave his dog or horse if having to run from shelter from his big mansion.
He could ride the horses, so that's Tennessee. His benefit to not leave the horses.
We get it. You're a great guy, Dave.
Yeah, and you own horses. Congrats.
Let's see.
I have spent enough of my life watching our fans struggle, and my heart just bleeds for them. And I watch how our opportunities become less and less. And to think that – well, not mine. I keep making out.
Yeah.
And to think that that's based on the music that appeals to you is just fundamentally wrong. I try and take a lot of those things into consideration and sing about them, and in a way that will present the yin and the yang of the situation.
Got to show that he read the I Ching, just so we know. You know, he's very well aware of Asian.
I like that he's like, oh, I know how my fans are struggling. I hear about it all the time when they ask me to do cameos for them.
Yeah.
They spent their last $300 just to talk to me. And it's like, yeah, like, you know, someone should take care of you. Yeah.
As the great philosopher Confucius once said, he who dream of eating giant marshmallow, wake up with no pillow.
On the new single, Celebutante.
Oh, boy.
I just saw one of those little monsters the other day. I was, what's he talking about there?
His daughter.
She's not little anymore. She's like 40.
Well, Rob, really?
Not 40, but she's definitely a grown
she's
woman.
She's like in her 20s.
What's he talking about? What's Celebutante about?
He goes into it.
Oh, I see. All right.
I just saw one of those little monsters just the other day. I was walking down this cute little pass in Eindhoven, Holland, and okay. I see these two young girls walking, and one of them had a dress on that had Megadeth logos all down the front of it. And I went, oh, wow. I said, hey, that's my band. And she looked at me like, get away from me, you pervert. And I looked at her and I went, no, that's my band. And she puts her hands up and starts waving me off like an airplane coming into the jetway too fast. When Megadeth's tour photographer, oh, this is the reporter, sorry.
When Megadeth's tour photographer asked the girls for a pic, they told him,
I don't know the band. We just got this in a boutique down the street. We don't want to give you our fucking pictures.
That's the girl doing Dave. She's co-opted the
Dave
dress.
Doing the girl.
Yeah. No. That was my impression of the girl doing Dave Mustaine.
Oh, okay.
She just talks like him, too, even and she was.
That's a fucking amazing story.
Oh.
He's so mad. Listen to him. No, that's my band.
Recognize me. How dare you? You're a monster because you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
You're like being yelled at by a 70-year-old man in the street.
I started ripping their clothes off one by one.
Purely for research purposes.
She had Megadeth panties on, too. No, those are my panties.
But I look like, what a self-owned. I can't believe he admits to the story. Like, hey, that's my man. Like, get away from me, you pervert. Like, why are you talking to me, you old man? Like, no, you can't wear this logo. That's my, you have to acknowledge me in my presence if you wear my logo on your body.
Also, who knows if they even spoke English and understood what the fuck this old man was shouting at them. It's in Holland. They don't necessarily know what he's saying.
I don't know that this is even true anyway. He might have just made this story up.
Oh, if this is what he makes up?
Yeah, like...
That makes him look this bad? Wow.
I agree.
If he made this up, it's so unflattering to him. If that's what the truth is. Jeez. Yeah.
There's a little more here.
I said she was probably just one of those little celebutante chicks that got it when the Kardashians were wearing Slayer's t-shirts, Mustaine says.
Oh, still sounding disgusted?
He's so disgusted.
I think he's giving the whole situation too much credit and putting too much of himself into it. Like, I assume these kids don't even know that that's a band that they're wearing. It's just fashion.
Right.
It's not like, oh, I've heard of Slayer and Megadeth, so I saw a famous person wearing the band Slayer's shirt. I will buy the band Megadeth shirt. I don't think it goes that far. I think it's just, hey, this sort of looks like that thing that famous person wore. I'll get it too.
Yep.
That's it. They don't know that they don't know you have a band. They don't know they're wearing your band. You're just an old guy yelling at them. That's it.
Perfectly reasonable. Like, yeah. Nothing these girls did was wrong whatsoever. Let's see. And he's just morphing into like a metal injection commenter at this point.
Oh my God.
I mean, this is like 90% of the metal injection comments. Let's see.
Yeah. And also just to be such a gatekeeper, like, hey, guess what, buddy? When you allow your logo to be licensed at fucking Target and all these shops, people who don't listen to your band are going to buy it just because it looks cool. Like, you can't allow for your items to be licensed to such shops, and then also cry, woe is me, like poser, poser,
yeah,
when you spot someone wearing an item that you, one way or another, directly or indirectly signed off on. You know,
but also,
like,
he's making thousands of dollars from that, people,
yeah,
like
exactly,
that wearing that shirt. Like, calm down, buddy. All right. On dismissing Ellison.
Okay, here's the last part. This is the best part. So, of course, you know, you remember Ellison was called out and, like, footage was leaked of him FaceTiming with a very young girl, legal or not, it was still a little weird, and he got kicked out of the band. So with that said, Mustaine said this.
With everything that had taken place over the past 10, 20 years with my relationship with our past bass player, Mustaine says, possibly hinting at the lawsuit Ellison filed against Mustaine and then reconciling, it just became time to... It's so uncomfortable for me to talk about. It was hard on me letting him go.
Yeah, hard on.
hard on is the key right there.
And I'm happier now than I've ever been.
Wow. Living well is the best revenge. Are we going to review Ellison's video now?
Without sound. We don't want to get a copyright strike from OnlyFans.
Oh, my God. He is in a band now, though, right? He has his own new band, Ellison?
Yeah.
Are they good, Rob?
No.
Do they sound like Alter Bridge?
Basically.
Really? Like,
not exactly, but...
You were a big Alter Bridge head back in the day. You love that band.
Right? No, I never got into Alter Bridge.
You weren't in the Tremonti tribe?
I did always like Tremonti because he seemed like the one cool guy in Creed.
What?
And he,
no,
and
there
he
were no cool
metal
guys. Stop it.
Yeah, he, I mean, you know, subjectively, you know, on the if you grade on a scale, he's a cool guy.
Oh,
yeah, what?
Yeah, I know we post clips from every episode throughout the week on our social media, but I feel like the only clip we should post this coming week, and we should post it five times, once a day, is Rob saying who he thinks is the coolest guy in Creed.
Sure.
You think Creed is cool. Oh, Rob.
Oh, you. I can't find the name of the band. Let's see. There we go. The Lucid is the name of the band.
Oh, God.
It's just that. It's
the
like
loose,
that rock.
The Lucid? Sid, are you feeling loose today?
No more than usual. Wow.
Alter Bridge did that, they did the Edge theme song, right?
Yep. That's them.
How did Edge allow that? He's a cool wrestler.
It's a good song. I mean,
yeah,
works for him. But they're not a cool band. But
no.
I like that. It probably was overseen by the WWE, music department. So.
Dusty Rose Muffler asks Rob who the coolest guy is in head PE.
Oh, the front man with the cool hair and all that.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
Jose Mangan.
No.
Gatan Dugas.
No.
You sure?
He's Louise.
SHLOMOCHOINA.
You feel like still Googling it, Rob?
Here we go. Paulo Sergio. His name is... This is so weird. Paulo Sergio, and then in quotes, Jared Gomez.
What?
So his name is Jared Gomez? I don't understand.
What about Stained, Rob? Who's the coolest guy in Stained?
Vampiro! I mean, a few years ago, I would say Aaron Lewis.
Oh, no, Rob.
Not anymore, obviously.
He's gone too centrist for you now?
Yeah, too centrist. He needs to be further right.
Mudvayne, coolest guy in Mudvayne.
Or our Pozzabini, whatever his
what?
Name is.
How many of these are people you've actually met and hung out with? Like, what are you basing your coolness judgment on?
I actually met the guitarist Sustained. He was with Newstead that one time that I met him. It's serious. I don't think I've met Alter Bridge. I might have briefly shook hands with Mark Tremonti, but like much later, much after I already declared him the coolest member in Creed and in Alter Bridge. No, I just always, I don't know, I liked, he seemed like he was a good guitar player, and he liked cool bands. He, like, gave a shout-out to Suffocation back in the day, I remember. I thought that was really cool. Dusty Rhodes Muffler asks, coolest guy in Korn? Let's say Jonathan Davis. That's a pretty easy one.
I can't name it another. Oh, Field.
Monkey. Head. Dusty says Monkey is the coolest. Coolest guy in Mudvayne, Dusty asks.
The guy with the mask on.
No, none of them have masks on.
Oh, I mean, paint.
Yeah. I would say the bassist is the coolest guy in Mudvayne. He's the wackiest.
That's Fieldy, right?
No.
What's his name?
Ryan something.
Ryan Fieldy, that's who I meant. Right? Oh.
Yes. Ryan Fieldy is very good.
Ryan Martin, that was weird.
Never trust somebody with two first names.
Or Ryan Martini?
Oh, that's
M-A-R-T-I-N-I-E.
Another question for you to field there.
More about Fieldy?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. Could be.
Which new metal musician would Rob fuck? Oh, that's a hard one.
Why are we acting as if there's only one? There might be like a dozen of them.
Maybe he meant which musicians would Rob fuck.
The real question is which new metal musicians has Rob fucked?
That's a good question. Have you fucked anyone you've met that's a musician through Metal Injection?
No, I separate the two worlds, my friends.
Has there been, like, someone you had to turn down because of your self-imposed separation?
No.
Is there someone you would have pursued had it not been for your high morals?
No. Like, what? No, I don't think so.
Is there someone
okay.
you would have roofied and diddled a little bit while they were asleep on a couch backstage at Irving Plaza?
Never, no.
All right.
Okay, so the guy from the muscle guy from Crazy Town, I would say, is probably the Come My Lady
Crazy
guy.
Crazy Town is a new metal band?
Shifty Shell Shock. Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't they? What are they?
That song was not new metal at all. It was
But they're definitely a new metal band. They are in that new metal genre.
This
I
might
would
be my favorite talk. Moment in the history of the live cast. Rob.
Really? Not now, though. Now he's, like, too old. But, like, back in the day, it was, like, a nice caricature of what
God.
I assumed. What? What?
Of all people, I never in a musician.
I'm not saying he's a good musician.
3,000 guesses. 3,000, I would not have gotten to Shifty Shell.
But look at that chest. Look at that chest. Look at that body.
Is there a chance there? Like, is he a gay?
A gay?
I don't think so. And he's cute. He's a cutie.
Wow. I wonder if he finds you attractive as well.
I mean, I would hope so.
He's definitely done poppers, at the very least. Just catch him slipping. Shifty Shell Shock. I can't.
What's his real name? Do you have a sexy real name?
It's Mark Tremonti.
I think Mark Tremonti's hot. I don't know. Maybe that's why.
His real name is Seth Brooks Binzer. Is he Jewish? Is Shifty Shellshock Jewish?
Rob, I know how to pick him.
Does that take some of the allure out of it for you?
No.
The fact that he's
I don't think I would call him Shifty.
In bed, you mean?
Brandon Boyd from Incubus as well. Very much into him. Total boyfriend material.
I'm sorry if you hear anything. My cat is like deconstructing my room and all the equipment here. So.
There we go. I don't know. Who did you think of? I'm not going to say like.
Yeah, Shifty Shellshock, Ashkenazi Jew.
Jeez.
Oh, there we go.
Mother's side is unknown.
Uh-oh.
Shifty is a appropriation then. Or I guess it's like adopting the anti-Semitic for your own to take it back.
Reclaiming it.
Yeah.
His great-grandmother descended from a rabbi. His father's name is Roland Seth Binzer. So it's almost a wrestler. Almost Seth Rollins.
That's so weird.
Very strange. But yeah, there you go, Rob. So, you know. Hashem.
Shifty.
Does it make him more attractive to you to think that he's circumcised?
Most people are circumcised.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't discriminate.
Do you think if he wasn't circumcised that he would have tattooed his foreskin?
With Rob's name? I own this.
Wow. Rob is so turned on right now.
I don't know. I'm more feeling a sense of regret.
What? Mentioning
revealing a little too much of myself.
Oh, please.
Next purchase from the live cast budget is a fleshlight with Shifty Shellshock space.
Oh, stop it.
That's ridiculous, Sid. Like, he hasn't bought that already.
He's made it. He 3D printed one.
No, I didn't want to splurge for the extra guy. It costs more.
Dusty Rose Muffler says, Rob would fuck the fake Zach De La Rocha who sang the DX theme.
I did have a crush on Zach De La Rocha back in the day.
But not the DX
but
one?
Not the DX one, no. Not the poor man Zach De La Rocha.
You think that you're better?
Very sensual.
Break it down!
I did not expect conversation today. Well, I'm delighted.
There you have it, folks.
What about other types of musicians? Like, would you fuck Bangs?
No. Okay. Bangs isn't my type.
Is it physical, or is it because of his, like, persona that's very quirky?
Well, physically, I'm not attracted to him. He's a little too scrawny. Mm.
But you do enjoy black men, though. Just
certainly.
It's
yeah, like I enjoy
slightly.
Like, slightly. I think Lil Nas X is a handsome man. Perhaps a little young, but you know, he's got it going on.
He's legal, you're allowed to say that.
Always enjoyed the male model Tyson Dexter, but I feel like that's a very basic bitch answer, because of course he's a fucking he's one of the top male models. Of course you're gonna find him attractive.
Don't find him attractive at all.
What?
I can appreciate that he is a gorgeous man.
Yeah, he's very attractive.
Dusty Rhodes Muffler with perhaps the strangest question ever asked on the live cast right now.
Go ahead, ask.
Would Rob put his dick in Coolio's hair?
Depends how much I'm getting paid. For
what?
Free though.
We could wind those coils around your penis.
Oh.
What about Sway's schmata? Would you go inside there? Would you explore the depths of his schmata?
Sway doesn't do it for me.
Oh.
Would you, after topping him, would you use the schmata to wipe your privates off? The ultimate sign of dominance.
Damn, it's the man's own headgear, and he can't use it on himself.
No.
If I were into Sway, that would be pretty hot to like. demean him by wiping my gum on his.
Wow.
But I am not into sway, so I would not do such a thing.
So you know what you got to do, Rob.
Also, I would, you know, because I'm a respectful top, I would clear that. I wouldn't just do that without. I wouldn't want to insult him.
You don't want to spring your cum-infested schmata on him, like, without telling him beforehand.
Right.
You know what you should do now, since you said you're not, attracted to sway? Go on Grindr and search schmata and see if you could find someone, like, who has the same style but is more attractive to you. He's doing it.
Hold on, let's see. Have the word schmata in their profile?
You know what I mean. Search whatever that thing really is. I'm calling it a schmata. What is that really?
I have no idea.
What is happening?
A lot of juice stuff today.
Hey.
That's Shifty Shell Shock's new single.
He's
doing the cover.
He's doing a split EP with the Mashiach. Mashiach. Rob, I interrupted your thoughts. Sorry.
No, it's okay. This reminds me that actually we played a Orthodox song on the show not too long ago. An Israeli guy actually sent us a fun remix that I never got around to playing. Let me play
this one.
Yes. That's the original, yes. So here's the remix that he sent us.
Stricken by Hashem here.
Hell yeah.
I love that the original video is just a bunch of Hasidic men at a table with like lots of olive bread. They're about to eat, but they gotta rock out first.
It's literally challah bread. If you're listening on the radio, he's not joking for the show.
Just like at a diner.
With high-grade quality equipment, like mics
yeah.
and shit.
Looks like they're about to do their own live cast together. Sing the song first.
They're at the Sukkot table.
Is that an empty ginger ale bottle? These guys are stealing my life.
Hey!
Rob, if this came on at the club, would you stay on the dance floor?
Good.
Oh, hell yeah. This is fun. Definitely.
Oh, it even has the translation of the song, finally. This was my favorite song as a youth growing up in Yisroel. Many times I bumped this at my car at the Wailing Wall.
No, we need the Kiss version of this.
No, we don't. I mean, Ozzy's putting out singles, and like 93-year-old Dave Mustaine is putting shit out. He should recover this and make it about taking different pain medications.
Well, we don't have a. Gene Simmons of Kiss singing Jewish songs. He did recently appear on 60 Minutes.
Oh, no.
And,
why? Who cares what he has to say at this point?
But they did show him applying his makeup, which I thought could be a funny video to watch. So let's quickly.
Is this really a story for 60 Minutes to cover in 2022?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who hasn't known that Kiss wears makeup? Like, what are they... What's the
Or why are they talking to Gene Simmons at all right now?
Probably anything else is happening.
Content. Yeah, nothing. No big major news stories to cover for the.
Does CBS have like an app? Is this like a deleted scene from the streaming service? This wasn't on the actual network show.
I don't know.
Please tell me.
Also, it is pretty incredible. Okay, so he's also wearing his wig.
Oh my god!
While applying it. So yeah, let's see. Let's. I mean,
you can't go without the wig on TV.
Right. Yeah. You can you could see the line the, where it's...
All of this makeup is kosher in case it slips into my mouth at some point.
It takes hours of effort.
Oh, wait, so this is like New Zealand 60 Minutes. This is an American 60 Minutes.
There we go. That explains
it. That
well,
gave it away.
They don't have anything going on there. It's fine.
They banned guns, so it's not like anybody's dying over there. So this is really like the most pressing news they have.
Yep, and it's like just they'd have to cover sheep herders and stuff. Bushwhackers.
He looks like one of them, yeah. He looks like if Luke ate Butch.
Clowns use the same thing because I am one.
Getting ready for a kiss gig.
And
kiss
we've been putting on the face paint literally longer than you've been alive and completely freehand like this.
But there's no hint of diva here.
Then you powder yourself.
Gene has always applied his own war paint.
War paint. Get the
war.
Out of here.
War
it's
paint.
Starting to take shape here.
It is starting to take shape. We all want to see how it's done, Gene.
All right, settle down. Don't get excited.
Oh, fuck you.
And
Jesus
as soon
Christ.
As that makeup goes on,
gross.
The alter egos appear.
Uh-oh.
Gene is the demon.
Now he gropes
the
demon.
A child. Joining his time bandmate, Tommy Sayer, as the spaceman. And Eric Singer as the cut man.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me
wow,
who squeezed your tuchus. It was the demon.
It was the god of forcible touching.
Face paint, there are also the comic book costumes. And up close, there's something to behold.
How much do each of those boots weigh for?
They're quite heavy.
They look heavy.
Yeah. They
quite
keep
heavy.
Look at how sparkly he is.
You know, so my ego doesn't get too big.
Wait, how big are your boots, Jim, on stage?
Size really doesn't count, but yes, it does.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I don't care if you're 20 years old. With all due respect,
Rob, could you describe Gene Simmons' hat?
Keith Richards or...
Oh, it's the logo for his record label, Moneybags.
Oh, is that? He has his own record label?
Yep.
Who's
it's literally himself.
Oh, my God.
It's literally a duffel bag, like a clip art duffel bag with the dollar symbol on it.
It's a Bugs Bunny bag of money with
yes.
a dollar sign.
Money bag records.
That's and Gene Simmons is definitely the kind of guy that would have hit on Bugs Bunny when he was dressed as a woman.
That's right. He should really have just the stereotypical Nazi drawing of the Jew behind
oh
the
my God.
The money bag. Like, why not go whole hog here?
he really is the worst of us.
By us, you mean Jews, right?
Yes. Or humanity in general, whichever way you want to.
That's debatable.
Yeah.
Trying to confirm.
That he's a human?
That's impossible.
Is Gene Simmons a lizard person?
It's like trying to find
oh,
the gap
wow.
in the evolutionary record. You know it's there, but it's elusive.
Oh, wow. Okay, let me load this
Uh-oh.
Up.
Uh-oh.
He's not here.
Is this going to be a Mark Tremonti nude?
No, it's
stop it.
He's selling money bag t-shirts.
That's right. Oh, only $19. It was on sale for $29, I guess. We're going to get a good sale. And look, it even has a little label. What is it? It's a Gildan shirt. Ugh.
That's not good enough for you, Rob.
No, it's cheap. Jeez.
And he just puts out his own solo stuff on this label?
I guess so. Now it doesn't even look like that. Now it's just a logo that he sells, but he puts shit on it.
Are you sure it was ever a record label? Maybe it's just...
Yes, 100%. I remember very, very vividly because he did a cover of, I believe, Smack My Bitch Up by Prodigy.
Oh,
and
no.
It's, like, it's so bad because it's like, well, it's just literally him going... I'm Gene Simmons. Smack my bitch up. You know. Like. but I remember vividly the marketing was that it was on Money Back Records.
I smacked them up with a rolled up Torah.
Uh,
Jesus. It's amazing that even to this day we're learning new things about Gene.
He's a very interesting man.
Always hustling.
Every day. He's like the Rick Ross of bad rock radio. He's just every day he's hustling.
Who's more out of shape?
You know what? I'm going to say Rick Ross. I think I think Gene Simmons grading on a curve for his age is not in that bad shape.
Is there any footage of Gene falling off a bike?
Oh, very well. I mean, he might know enough to stay off a bike. Well, what do I need with this? I'm rich.
Shannon Tweed tried to get him into an exercise routine. He's just like, no.
That was the reason for the divorce.
He has the version of that Vince Neil ab cruncher thing that actually works. He goes toward the functional one.
Yes. Unlike
and then
you,
he invested in the company to rip off people like Vince Neil.
That is what happens when you don't kill your friend in a car accident. You get to save some of your money, schmuck.
Never make friends. Gino
right.
And you.
Correct. Correct, Sid. You're smart. That's why you're part of our tribe.
We know.
And by tribe, I mean the Kiss Army, but also Jews.
No, it's the Tremonti tribe. We talked about it before.
Yowza.
I don't know why. It's just hilarious to me that I even know that man's name, Mark Tremonti. Just that person has a name is hilarious to me.
He actually just released an album of covers of which artist? Guess which artist?
Ooh,
Rick Ross.
Johnny Cash.
Okay, kind of, no, but
give us hints.
No,
give us more hints.
It's a classic. It's something that like your parents would listen to, you know, like
Elvis. No, Danzig just did that.
Neil Diamond.
No. All right, I'll just.
Are we getting warmer?
Roy Orbison.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
Motown.
No.
Marvin Gaye. No. What, are we going the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
You said Johnny Cash. You said Johnny Cash, and then he went, well. So I'm going to say Willie Nelson.
No.
Willie Nelson.
No. All right. I'm just going to say it. It's Frank Sinatra.
Oh, no. Why? Oh.
So Gene
is
this or Mark Tremonti?
You think this guy's cool, Rob?
Sure.
He's doing what he wants.
He didn't say the guy was cool. He said he was attractive. Right?
Yeah.
I think he said he was cool also.
No, I said he was the coolest member of Creed.
Yeah. Oh.
That doesn't mean he's cool.
Yeah, that's true. Got to be fair there. That is true.
I suppose.
How do you guys feel about this monkeypox situation?
I am against
about
it. I'm trying to figure out a way to capitalize on this trend.
I think monkeys have had it too good for too long, and it's about time.
Yeah, a pox on them. Wait, it's on them, right?
Hopefully.
Okay, as long as it doesn't affect us, I'm fine.
Yeah. We're good, right, Rob? We don't have monkeypox.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure I don't have it.
What are the symptoms?
A rash.
You're eating bananas all the time. You're hanging upside down.
Monkeypox symptoms usually start 1 to 2 weeks after exposure to the virus. First symptoms might be like the flu, fever, headache, muscle aches and back aches, swollen lymph nodes, chills, or exhaustion. Within 1 to 3 days of symptoms beginning, people develop a rash or sores. The rash or sores may be located on or near the genitals or anus.
Oh.
It could be on other areas.
Rob.
Like hands, feet, chest, or face. What?
Those poor monkeys.
Why do you do that to those monkeys, Rob?
Stop it.
Rob, I... Go ahead, sorry. I thought you were done. There's more?
They say the sores could look like pimples or blisters. It may be painful or itchy. It's just basically like chicken pox.
It's like eating holodets. Rob,
go ahead.
No, go ahead, Darren. I was going to say I might be
on
a
different, so giddy.
I might be on a different website. It says here you might develop an attraction to Mark Tremonti.
Oh, no. How long have I had monkeypox?
Rob, show us your anus right now. Let's check you for sores.
Hey, now. Come on.
That's for the Patreon bonus episode. We just check Rob's genitals.
Oh, that's a bonus, all right.
I mean, we could do that.
So the CDC warns to avoid skin-on-skin contact, especially with people where you see they have a rash or a sore, you know.
I think it's a good idea in general. Monkeypox or no monkeypox.
And it says that in closed spaces such as back rooms, saunas, or sex clubs where there's minimal or no clothing or mineral clothing, and where intimate sexual contact occurs, have a higher likelihood of spreading monkeypox. So be careful in there, folks. Be careful in those back rooms. And it says, how can a person lower their risk of monkeypox during sex? Because it does say, like, the warning is that sex is the one of the leading ways of spreading monkeypox. And there's been a bit of homophobia directed at the gay community that, like, oh, it's spreading faster amongst them because of unprotected anal sex and all that. So it says, how can a person lower their risk during sex? Talk to your partner about any recent illness and be aware of your new or unexplained sores or rashes on your body or your partner's body, including genitals and anus. If you or your partner have recently been sick, currently feel sick, or have a new or unexplained rash or sores, do not have sex and see a health provider. This is always a good plan, even if monkeypox isn't in your area. It's like, you have sores, maybe don't have sex.
And if your partner has expressed a sexual attraction towards Shifty Show Shock, red flag. Assume they have monkeypox.
Well, Shifty Shell Shock is the street name for monkeypox.
He's patient zero. Ozzy is patient number 9. Shifty Shell Shock is patient zero.
So he was the 9th guy that Shifty Shell Shock fucked, and that's how the...
Fucking Ozfest, man. Anything goes.
So here's the best part. If you or your partner have or think you might have monkeypox and you decide to have sex, consider the following to reduce the chance of spreading the virus. Have virtual sex with no in-person contact. Masturbate together at a distance of at least 6 feet without touching each other and without touching any rash or sores.
But you still got to look at the person's rash or sores. Nobody's going to get turned on by that.
Yeah.
So
you don't know. I'm going to get it up for monkeypox sex.
Oh, here's a good part. Consider having sex with your clothes on or covering areas where the rash or sores are present, reducing as much skin-to-skin contact as possible.
Wait, what if the sore is on your dick, though?
Oh, leave your undies on and then
use the back privates.
Back of your dick. Oh.
Avoid kissing. Remember to wash your hands, fetish gear, sex toys, and any fabrics after having sex.
So specific.
Wash your schmata.
This is the government saying this?
Yeah, the CDC.
Talking about sex
toys.
Let's
talk about sex toys.
But the CDC says for chimp dick council. Is this, has this changed your hookup schedule, Rob, at all? Are you cutting back on activity because of monkeypox fears?
Absolutely.
It's had a chilling effect in the community.
Chilling effect. Absolutely.
So you
chilling effect in the Shifty Shell Shock fan community.
You're not chilling anymore?
No more relaxing.
I'm not worried about it. I'll worry about it when it happens.
Oh, my God. This clip is going to be so painful to watch when Rob dies of monkeypox.
Oh.
In 2 weeks.
Not painful as dying of dying of monkeypox, probably.
Sure. A close second. You show up to that AEW show. You look over, and two rows behind you is Shifty Shell Shock. one thing leads to another.
Oh, my God.
And then 2 weeks later, he's calling you, Rob. I got some bad news. Are you sitting down? Oh, no, because your balls are on fire from the rash. Well, then I guess you already know what I'm about to tell you. Click.
But those 2 weeks, though, what a whirlwind.
I can't tell you guys anything. I'm trying to be vulnerable, and this is how you reward me?
Vulnerable by saying you like shifty shell shock?
How can I be any more vulnerable than admitting such an embarrassing fact?
You were just playing the Noah, which wrestler would you fuck game. That's not vulnerable.
Yeah,
I'm literally crying. Oh, my God.
Shame on you, Sid, hurting Rob's feeling. Very mad at you.
Yes, Sid. Thank you, Darren. Wait a minute.
Now, like, I remember there's been previous episodes where that dude has been discussed. Now I have to go back and rewatch them to see, like, Rob's, like, if his expression gives away any hidden attraction.
What to do, audience. Go.
It was within the last couple of years, because I remember there was that story that he, like, got his nursing license or something during COVID so he could help out at the hospital or whatever, and we talked about that dude.
Oh, that was him?
I think so, right?
Is he like a wet nurse with those big tits that he
has?
Oh.
Oh,
my God.
Nursing little babies?
Little Robin.
I wish.
Was that be considered topping you if you suck his tits?
No, why would that be?
Only if something comes out.
It's something of a dominant positioning. I don't know.
Is it? I don't know. I give and receive tit sucking, so
I am not
ashamed of such a thing.
Whew.
But I was going to say, if you would suck Mark Tremonti's tits, give us a call. 213-WIDE-NUT.
Shifty
Shot. Oh, Shifty Shot.
Does Mark Tremonti have big tits?
He has a nice chest. Yeah.
See them shirtless?
Yeah.
Well, like on stage or something?
He's got his OnlyFans?
I don't know. Like, I said, there's photos out there.
Does he show his tits while he's singing "The Summer Wind" by Frank Sinatra?
He blew his blouse off.
I feel like there was a Creed song where they were all topless in it
with shirts wide open.
All his tits wide open, blowing in the breeze.
No.
On this day, I milk clearly. All my tits have come to life. Dusty Rhodes Muffler wants to know, what about Mark Beasley?
Oh, no. Straight Hellman's mayonnaise, baby.
Yeah, no joke.
Me and my wife are very well trained in Momando. Ooh. Go to hell.
That's for you, Dusty. We got Mark on the phone to say that to you.
And let's be honest here, get a life.
Do we want to read this follow-up email from Israeli guy?
Yeah, sure. So last week, we got a note from Israeli guy. You know, you listened.
No big whoop.
We got a note from Israeli guy, and the note was essentially not all Israelis. And basically just saying how it's unfair when we criticize something the Israeli government does, that we're talking about Israelis. Is that the basic gist of kind of what he was saying?
Just
about,
read the email.
And the one last week?
No, the
previous one.
Last week. No.
Yeah, and then so then we discussed it, and we mentioned that we're primarily talking about the Israeli government, and even though in his particular neighborhood they are welcoming of gay people and of trans people, that the overall country still has a ways to go. And he, one thing he mentioned was how, you know, why are you only mentioning the atrocities in Israel? Why not mention what's going on in Yemen or Saudi Arabia? To which we, of course, said, you know, like, yeah, those are terrible, too. It's just, and that Israel presents itself as like a more cultured nation. So we're holding them to a higher standard as well. So with that said, Israeli guy, that seems like a, did I get that?
Sure. Now
the summary. Mm-hmm. So with that said, Israeli guy responds, I really appreciate that you addressed my message, even though you didn't have to. Our meeting back then was awesome. We did meet, like I mentioned on the show last week. We hung out with Israeli guy a year or two ago. Or no, it has to be over 2 years ago. It was before the pandemic. Yeah. Our meeting was awesome, and I'm looking for the next opportunity to come over. I'm aware that Darren and I share different opinions on the Palestinian conflict, and this is fine. I am also not alone in wishing it would be over and both sides would stop fighting, but it isn't as simple as that.
Can I just say, I think all three of us share a different opinion. I don't think it's just me. I mean, aren't we all on the same page here, the three of us?
You mean, you, me, and Sid are on the same page about
right.
Palestine, which is a different page than Israel, yeah.
Yeah, he said Darren and I share a different, like, it makes it sound like you two both disagree with me or something.
No, you're just the most vocal about it, but yeah, we're all on the same page.
Okay.
As for high morals that you would expect from Israel, I don't see the U.S. as much better. Now with accepting minorities, now with racism, not with avoiding wars, Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan, to name a few, it's exactly the same. You said you don't have respect for your soldiers, American soldiers, he means, because they are assholes and kill civilians. How is that different from what you perceived is going on in Israel?
It's not.
We agree with
it's
you.
It's all bad.
The U.S. is also terrible. Yeah, like
one
we're not.
Nothing can exist.
They're the
yeah.
same country. I mean, it's just like in two different locations. It's like another franchise.
And also, I feel like the Israeli racism stands out more because here we have so many different races that we're racist against that it's hard to
uh-oh.
Long before you're reminded of the racism against another one and you're distracted. In Israel, it's just that one race that they're all racist against. So it's very easy to just focus. Like, yes, you hate the Palestinian people. It's just them because there ain't nobody else around. I mean, maybe they'd probably be racist against other people if they had others, but they're limited. So they focus in really hard on just that one.
Sure. Agreed.
In my opinion, with the fake news broadcast from all sides, the objective way to know what's going on is actually to be here and see for yourselves. I hope that you will do that one day. Darren,
no.
I think he's inviting you over. To his house to objectively see what's going on in Israel and Israel.
Israeli guy, I can firmly state that if you were to come to New York or any other city where I may be at the time, I would gladly meet you for dinner. You're a terrific guy. I would sooner eat a keg full of haladietz than set foot in Israel. It is not going to happen. So I thank you for the invite, and I mean that sincerely. I'm not making a joke. I do think you're a very nice guy. I will never go to Israel. I will never.
Why
ever,
not?
I will. Well, first of all, it just doesn't appeal to me to begin with. It's the desert, and it's fucking hot constantly.
I mean, Vegas. You go to Vegas.
I stay in the casino the whole time.
What if Israel opened up a casino?
I wouldn't just go there. There's casinos everywhere. But there's other reasons. That's just one of them. And I wouldn't want to really support Israel. I already have a Soda Stream, and that's already a sunk cost. I don't want to just throw it out. I already bought it.
It would be a pretty big gesture if you literally brought your Soda Stream back to Israel and demanded a refund, like from the source. that would go viral, I bet.
Patreon episode. No, but I just don't like. It doesn't. Of all the places to go in the world, that's not like
yeah.
one that really appeals to me. And I'm sure there's some lovely things to do there, but it's just the politics of it make me nauseous, and I don't really want to support them in any way. I don't want to stay in a hotel there. I don't want to spend money, tourist money, on anything. You know, it just doesn't appeal to me.
Oh,
but thank
you. And then hurl rocks at Israeli guy and wave at him from across like a wall.
I'm busy.
I support them. I support them. And I wouldn't throw rocks at an Israeli guy. I'd wait till he passed and throw rocks at the next person.
But it could be like a, you know, like a fan thing. Like, what if you autograph it and it's like a signed baseball? Chucking it over to
I could make money selling that. Why am I throwing it for free to somebody?
Oh, wow. Now who's the stereotypical Israeli?
I never said I wasn't. I'm Jewish, not Israeli. Yeah. Jewish. Lots of Jews outside
Jew-ish.
Israel. I'm slightly Jew. All right. Let's talk about our Spotify playlist. Every week we each pick a song
and we add it to our playlist. And we have a nice little playlist. You can check it out on Spotify. Just search RIP Livecast Music Break and you could see it all there. There's like over a day's worth of songs.
Yeah.
And the artist that I chose is the German electric music duo Mode Selector. If you've been paying attention these last 2 weeks, I've been talking about how I've been getting into industrial, getting into lo-fi, getting into some jazzy stuff. And this is like a nice combination of all three. And I looked these guys up. Right now, it's so crazy because I've been listening to so much of this stuff that, you know how Spotify has a weekly aggregated recommendation playlist, Discover Weekly? Well, they do. And it's actually so well-tuned to my current musical taste right now that it's definitely helped me discover new artists in these genres, like Mode Selector. So I'm now passing along this knowledge to you.
Rob, if you became a DJ, would you call yourself Chode Selector?
I don't like the word chode.
Why not?
I don't like that.
Let's dig into that. Why don't you like the word?
Let's dig into chodes.
Do you like chodes, just not the word, or do you like neither?
No, the word, it's a chode, it depends who the chode is attached to. You know, I have no, fair. One way or the other, it's not. But just the word, it's not like a pleasant, it's not a sexy word, you know.
I thought you meant load. It was load.
Sounds load insane. Selector?
No, like load. It sounds like chode. Is it so? Is it equally
oh, no,
sexy?
No,
you?
Load is sexy. Load is sexy.
So
weird. It's what it represents.
Word almost.
I think it's just the ch sound.
There's no ch sounds that turn you on?
No.
Chocolate.
Oh, wow. Wait, why am I turned on all of a sudden? Maybe it's just what you say, Jared.
Champagne.
All right. So I picked that. Darren, what did you pick?
Well, this is going to seem like such a huge coincidence. This is totally serendipitous. I had no idea this was going to happen. I played Luck Be a Lady.
Oh, you picked Mark Tremonti? Oh.
Luck Be a Lady by Mark Tremonti. You just ruined my joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn it.
The cover of the great Frank Sinatra. No, that's a joke. I played the song Bounce by Run-DMC, and that was because it's on the Beavis and Butthead soundtrack. And we just watched Beavis and Butthead, the new movie, in order to do a Patreon episode about it, which I'm very excited to do, which we're going to do shortly. So that's look forward to that, and that's a really good song on their 1993 album, The Beavis and Butthead Experience.
Love that.
Yeah, that episode is going to come out at the top of the month. We'll talk about it in a moment. Sid, what did you pick?
I've been watching the Apple TV Plus show Pachinko lately. It's a show about the Japanese occupation of Korea in the early 20th century and the lasting effects that had on the Korean diaspora. And the theme song for that show, oddly enough, is the song Let's Live for Today by The Grassroots, which is a 1960s American hippie rock band. But it's a very good song that I'd never heard before, and now I'll always have it linked to this really good show that was really sad and good. And, yeah, listen to the song and then watch the show. Pachinko.
Pachinko. And I wanted to mention, you know, Darren mentioned our Patreon. If you want yourself a little more live cast action, you got to hit up our Patreon. You just got to do it, folks. You got to do it. $5 a month gets you access to over 2 years worth of bonus episodes. We do two bonus episodes a month. There's a ton in the archive. We have Hall of Fame episodes where we go and we rewind and recap some of our favorite memes. Oh, there's a kitty.
And we have episodes where we do watch-alongs of movies, like bad Hulk Hogan movies, bad Glenn Danzig movies, bad Kiss movies. Lot of fun stuff. And this month, we just posted a Patreon where we did a double feature of two absolutely atrocious steel cage matches in pro wrestling history. The cage match of Doom, or the Doomsday cage match with Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage versus the Coalition, or the Alliance, to stop Hulkamania.
And Hulkamania.
And the final ECW pay-per-view main event, which featured an Elimination Chamber match. It was brutal, but the viewing was hilarious. And we also did an episode at the top of the month, which is essentially like a full-on evergreen episode of the show where we read up a bunch of old links we had in our queue that we never got to on our main show, and all of them had a very explicit sexual theme in them. And I, much like I was vulnerable today, I was very vulnerable during that episode. I'll say that much. And lots of great stuff in our archives. We did a watch-along of Judge Steve Harvey episodes, a watch-along of the Terry Funk Onita barbed wire cage match. So much good stuff in the past. And as Darren mentioned, at the top of the month, the new episode is going to be a roundtable discussion of the new Beavis and Butthead movie, which is out now on Paramount Plus. We hope you can tune in. Patreon.com/RIP Alivecast. And if you really love us and want to throw us a few extra bones for $10 a month, you can be a top Livecast fan of the week, which gets you a shout out at the end of the show, which is right now. How do we do shout outs?
You should do it as you reading aloud a love letter to Shifty Shortcake, but
Shortcake
somehow incorporating all of the names on the list as side characters.
Dear Shifty Shortcake, my friend Eric and Benjamin both told me I should be honest with you. You are the cutest El Deuterino in the band Crazy Town. I don't care who the other members are, whether their names are Dan R, Sam I Am, or Mindy Mayer's Kippa. It doesn't matter. None of them exist to me. None of it matters or janders. I think you and I, Shifty, forget about your band. We should just go to Shashur Sassouza's and have ourselves a drink of cattle decaf while we watch Rob a Vampiro and have a little bit of Hugo Likes Tacos, and then travel to the world of Lando Danks and finally be free as we touch each other's titties and drink a little LaCroix, and then run into Corey and Scotty H and say, hey, is that Doug Pigman over there? Who knows? Who are you, Doug Levison? We'll ask. And then we'll say, hey, guys, it's Josh, but it doesn't matter because you and I will live happily ever after.
Bravo. Bravo. I am so moved. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I think I need to move too now. Out of the country. But thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed. We'll be back next week on Saturday.
RIP.
Oh,
I got one. If you don't
do
have
it.
One in the shoe,
do it.
Because of the monkeypox thing, rashly inserting penis.
Wonderful. That's our show, folks. Thank you for tuning in. We love you.
Bye bye. That was fucking amazing.
Oh
my God.
I haven't laughed that hard in a while.
Tears just streaming down my face.
All right.
Whew. Clips. Something from the Ozzy video, something from the Megadeth video. And then around 46 minutes in is when Rob talks about Mark Tremonti for the first time, saying that's his favorite member of Creed.
Stand by. The first thing was Ozzy and Megadeth?
Megadeth.
Let's not do a Megadeth thing because I'm talking to their management about something. I don't want to, like, potentially ruin that.
Ozzy video?
Yeah.
Then At around 46 minutes is when Rob talks about Mark Tremonti. And then at around 53 minutes is when Rob says he would fuck Shifty Shellshock.
Oh, well, would you, one or the other?
No, it's got to be a series. And then maybe if we follow that up with the clip about Rob running into Shifty at the pay-per-view and catching monkeypox from him, that could be the part two.
We're going to do
three of about Rob's crushes.
It was so good. It was so good. I mean, if you find other stuff, that's what I took note of.
Rob, if you think of something to distract from us talking about that, let me know.
All right.
Okay. I got to go put my laundry in the...